With Squarespace, you can do more than just build a website. You can build a business. Squarespace helps restaurants and hotels showcase signature offerings and experiences. And with Squarespace, consultants and photographers can create invoices to collect well-earned payments. You can even send email newsletters to keep in touch with your loyal customers. Done. So grow your business at squarespace.com. Get started with offer code MAKEITREAL for 10% off your website or domain.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey to 30 sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Okay, we got a little Rangers news. Corey Seager is off tonight. They're going to be Zeke Duran over there at shortstop?
Yep, it'll be Zeke Duran at short. So he did indeed get the night off after this 0-for-27 slump. He's in hopefully Saturday. He's ready to rock it in Houston.
Shoot, yeah, he will. Lock it up. Okay, it's time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Greystone Roofing. Go to greystone-roofing.com.
Hey, hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's going to teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
All righty, and thanks to Nick Harris for joining us here so we can have an in-depth Cowboys conversation here with you. As Broadus continues to be out, send that man some love on social. Let him know that he is missed. He'll be back midweek next week. Nick Harris, Star Telegram, joining you now here on The Fan. Good afternoon, Nick. How the heck are you?
Doing good, fellas. How are y'all?
We're doing pretty good. You know, so many variables on this schedule and this offseason with the new coach and the new starters and the tough schedule, but some extra rest in there. I'm getting familiar with net rest differential, Nick, but I'm wondering if you have a strong feeling like how good you think this Cowboys team is going to be and how many wins you think they can pull out of this bad boy.
Well, I would say you're ahead of me. Net rest differential. That's the first time I've heard those words put together. So you're definitely ahead of me in that department. I went through the schedule this morning and I was like, okay, what's realistic here? And I think 10, 11 wins is actually realistic. Now, there are a couple of really tough stretches, but that middle portion where they have 4 out of 5 weeks where they're at home, they get the Colts, the Cardinals, the Titans within that stretch. The Niners are in that stretch as well, but they get them at home. That's where you can hope that they rattle off some wins. And, you know, if they start the season on a slump, that's an opportunity for them to get back on the right track. Or it's an opportunity for them to really, you know, punctuate that they are going to be NFC contenders in that middle portion of the season. So, you know, I certainly look at those first 7 weeks. I tweeted it out yesterday. We're going to know a lot about this team coming out of week 7. When you have that 11-hour flight back from Brazil, you have to turn around and go right back out on the road. Granted, it's in Houston, but it's still on the road for a noon game. And then turn around right again and play a Thursday night game against the Buccaneers. You know, those are 3 really good teams. And then it doesn't get any easier from there. You can more of a break with the Thursday night game, but then you got to go on the road, play the Packers, go back out on the road and play the Eagles. I mean, there are no favors early in the schedule, but then that middle portion really lightens up, and then that December swing, we'll learn a lot about what the postseason could potentially look like if they're contending for it around that time when they go play on the road at Seattle. They have the bye week, and then they go play on the road against the Rams. So a lot of different, you know, scenarios where this team can rattle off some wins. There's also some different scenarios where they find some slumps. But it's going to be fun to track, nevertheless.
Can you take us behind the scenes on what it's like for you prepping to now have to go and cover the Cowboys in Brazil?
Yeah, that's a work in progress for sure. Trying to figure out, A, the logistics of it from a flight standpoint has probably been the most difficult. Trying to figure out how to get there efficiently and get back efficiently to where I'm not, you know, destroyed the week after and can do my job. But it's interesting. The NFL is going to have their own little setup for media in Rio de Janeiro. So we'll get the details on that here pretty soon, but certainly a work in progress. And I think the rest of the beat would tell you the same thing.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I mean, I'm sure the experience is going to be once in a lifetime, but that is going to be quite the travel there. As Nick Harris is with us here, filling in on Krusty's Corner, 105 through the Fan. So we were just talking about that linebacker position to Marvin Overshown, what was doing some of the media last night at the Home Run Derby. He's healthy. He's not wearing the brace. Now, cross our fingers that maintains throughout the season, but with him, D. Winters, Jayshon Barham, should I temper my expectations, Nick, of being overly optimistic that maybe linebacker is a spot we've looked at as a massive weakness? Could this end up being a strength by the end of the year?
I would probably lean toward tempering expectations just because there's not a lot of depth behind them, you know, and Overshown hasn't had a full season of clean health. Hopefully he's able to put that together, but you have to plan for the event that he's not. You know, Jayshon Barham is still going to be a rookie coming in, playing a little bit of a different role than what he specialized in toward the end of his Michigan career. So I think there's going to be some trial and error, whether that be at training camp, preseason, or even early in the season. I do think that trio is pretty solid. And I want to throw Shamar James in there too. I think this new scheme is going to benefit a guy like Shamar James a little bit more to get back into what he specialized at Florida, which was manning the middle of the field and understanding the zones and those scenarios. I think if he can find a role that's similar to that, he could be a part of that group as well. But man, after that group, I don't feel great about the depth. You know, I would still be pounding the table to bring in a veteran. It doesn't even have to be, you know, a Bobby Wagner or Bobby Okereke. Just somebody who has had starting experience in the past, just to be able to throw some experience and knowledge there. I know Curtis Robinson was thrown in that mix too, and Shoddy has mentioned him. Not quite the starting experience I would be necessarily looking for, but I worry about the depth behind those guys because, hey, let's say you go into, you know, that stretch where you had to play those three games in 11 days. One of those games is in Brazil. You have to come back 11 hours. What if you need, you know, somebody to start at linebacker for one of those games? Is it Justin Barron filling in for a potential replacement? That's where the question pops up for me, is more so the depth issues.
What's your comfort level with the cornerback room right now?
Pretty good. I think they've done a good job of addressing numbers in that position on the flip side, you know, because if Deron Bland or Savone Revel do not return to full health in time for the season or at all, then I think they have bodies there to, you know, see what that competition looks like. I think Kobe Durant has not been talked about enough as far as an offseason addition for this team. I would argue that it was the second or third most impactful one they made from a free agent perspective. Just to be able to bring in a guy who had the ball production he had last season. He has the starting production and played on a really good defense last year. And so I think he's going to certainly contend for a starting spot. And then you have Devin Moore, the rookie.
Evening, buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game. But from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Rookie who played really well at Florida in his first full season of health. I'd like to see what that looks like as he starts to get, you know, even more comfortable and specifically in the NFL with Christian Parker. And that's another thing. I'm just going to trust Christian Parker's success with defensive backs in his career, and the cornerback position certainly plays into that.
You know, all the resources have been poured into the defensive side of the ball, kind of staying status quo offensively. Where would you like to see the offensive improvement come from?
Yeah, that's a good one. Certainly the tackle position, and I'm not sure what that looks like. It's more so probably those two guys just getting better, Tyler Guyton and Terrence Steele. I wonder what the left tackle spot will look like as the year goes on or as training camp goes on, and if they actually do open that up for a quote-unquote competition, and if they do, Nate Thomas, Drew Shelton, how do they factor into that mix? You know, can another veteran maybe get signed and throw themselves into that mix? And then, you know, I think Terrence Steele's job is safe, but I do wonder what the potential replacement could look like for him if he's really struggling in a game. They did that a couple times last year with Nate Thomas. So I think when you factor in, hey, Dak is entering, 33 years old, you don't want him hit and you don't want him pressured nearly as much as he was pressured last season. Granted, he's learned how to work around the pocket. His pocket work has gotten so much better in the last few years. But you still don't want to put him in those situations. So I worry about the tackle position. And then obviously what's behind Javonte Williams at running back. There's not a lot of proven guys there. I do think a guy will emerge at camp and it'll make sense by the end of things. But I would classify it as a concern right now.
I just want Tyler Guyton to play as well as he was acting in that TIA schedule video. That was good. That was a good job from him, wasn't
it? Yeah, he was on fire.
Yeah. Yeah,
that kind of surprised me. Okay, is the NFL saying that with these international games, you cannot expect any rest consideration on your way back? Because I think a lot of teams playing had the same revelation the Cowboys did when they looked at that schedule. Like, you're just going to come home and get right back into it.
Yeah, and that's tough with, you know, this game expanding, and the Australia game has certainly taken on a lot of that heat this year as well. And it's certainly going to be something to track. You know, if the early portions of the season, if you see the 49ers and Rams, you know, struggle in week 2, 3, and 4, how much do you, you know, credit that to the travel challenges that they're going to have? Same thing with the Cowboys in week 4, 5, 6 after Rio. And the thing is, it's their bye week's not until week 14. It's not like, hey, you just got to get through these couple of games, and then you got week 7 to take a break. It's, hey, you're right back in it, and then you got a Thursday night game, and then you got a little bit of a break, and then back-to-back road tests that'll be huge toward your potential success during the season. So, yeah, it's going to be a challenge, and we'll see how they handle it.
Malik Davis can make some plays. What if they were in need of their running back depth to start? What would that look like going into 2026 if Javonte Williams isn't available for a couple of games? Do you trust Malik Davis to do everything, or is he just the big play, smaller change of pace guy?
Yeah, if Williams had to be replaced for a game or two, I think you'd probably see a mostly committee approach. We're projecting so far out here. I will say there's a lot more confidence in Jaden Blue right now than there was this time last year, or even, you know, at points during the season as well. And so you hope that carries into camp and he's able to have a strong preseason, stay healthy. That high ankle sprain really kind of hindered his progression last year going into the year. But I'm not going to count out Malik Davis. He showed up last year on Thanksgiving and on Christmas, and he had that late season production. And so I give him the edge right now, but it's very much going to be a competition. And Phil Maffa as well. Phil Maffa's got the physicality, and I'm going to throw in Dominic Richardson, the undrafted free agent. They're going to give him a lot of burn in training camp. There's not a lot of bodies in that room. And, I think he has a running style that could potentially complement what Javonte Williams does really well. Not sitting here saying he'll be RB2, but don't be surprised if he maybe surprises some people at training camp.
Last year during the OTAs, the narrative shifted on Tyler Guyton to, man, he's had a great offseason. Right. Yeah. And then at the end of the year, I heard more questions popping up about his professionalism. Where are we? What's the latest you've heard on Tyler Guyton?
Yeah, I mean, it's been mostly status quo as far as that goes. I do think they want to see how he responds to competition. And that's why I wouldn't necessarily be surprised if we get to Oxnard, even if they don't believe that anyone could actually, you know, take over his spot at left tackle. I wouldn't be surprised if they're like, yeah, it's an open competition. We'll see what happens, you know, just to see what he looks like from a competition standpoint for that role. But overall, I mean, Tyler Guyton, they're going to give him as many chances as possible to get through it. And you have to remember, too, he hasn't had a fully healthy training camp yet. His rookie year, he came down with the flu or a really bad sickness. He was out for like a week. And then last year, obviously, had the knee sprain early in camp after starting camp pretty solidly. So it's going to be huge just for him to have a healthy camp. If he can do that, then I think that'll lay the runway and lay the foundation for a potential strong start to the year.
Well, thanks for joining us once again, Nick. Have a great weekend. We'll catch up with you soon.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Y'all have a good one.
Salute. Nick Harris, Star Telegram here with you. The G-Bank Nation on the Fan. We got 2 down, 2.5 to go. Eric Nadel's coming up at 4:40. Is birthday bash tonight?
Last night.
It was yesterday,
last night?
Yeah.
Right on. So we'll recap birthday bash with Eric Nadel
after his birthday.
Can't wait to get the stories. Friday news dump coming up next, though, Chief.
Yeah, more insights from around the NFL schedule release and Giannis getting called out next. Ooh. In the nation.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.